This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Vicki Easter with us today. She's involved in Member Care, and tell us how you got involved in this and why that's your burden.
Well, I've always been concerned about those that were in ministry not having anyone safe to talk to. Even when I was a younger woman, I always gravitated toward the pastor's wives because I knew that they didn't have any safe place to talk about what was going on in their hearts. And as God has continued to lead me in really concern for the spiritual well-being and emotional well-being of people that are serving Him, it was a natural fit to move into the area of member care, caring for people who are working overseas, giving their lives for the Lord, and maybe not having anyone to unburden to, anyone to share what was going on in their hearts, in their minds, and in their walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. How do you decide who it is that needs help or who to give your time to help them with their issues?
That's a good question. Because I am part of the member care staff of my organization, I have responsibility for all of our people in Thailand, India, and Nepal. And so I'm expected to visit them twice a year just to debrief what's going on. And to see how it's going in their life. How are they doing in their marriages? How are they doing in their singleness? How are they doing with their physical health? How are things going spiritually? How content are they? How lonely are they? How frustrated or angry? Just what's going on in their lives. That gives an opportunity for them to talk about things with someone who will listen. That's one of the greatest needs on the field, is not having someone listen to what's going on, listening to their stories. So having that time just to talk about what's going on in their lives with somebody who's there purposely to listen. Then if there are little problems, they come to the surface and don't become big problems. They can be dealt with when they're still small. So my organization is very proactive about member care. We don't wait and call in the professional when there are serious problems, but we try to be proactive and go out and visit people on the field, do those routine debriefings, and then to be available when there are more serious problems. Another advantage of going out on a regular basis is that I already have a relationship with the people I visit, and they feel much more free to come when something does come up and talk it over with me. I think it's hard for people on the field to decide, do I have a problem or not have a problem? And particularly if they're only professionals to call in, then, oh, is it bad enough to call in the professional? Or do I need to hang in a little bit more? Or can I solve it myself? And maybe I don't really have a problem and I'm supposed to be independent and I'm supposed to be okay. And they don't get the care they need. Mm-hmm. So because we're visiting people on a regular basis, I think that really helps to know that member care is something we all need. We all need someone that's going to listen. We all need someone that's going to care about us. And member care provides that role.
My wife and I belong to an organization that worked overseas for a number of years and found that people in the organization didn't necessarily trust the leadership with their personal issues. And they thought, well, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't have these. And if I tell somebody, they'll send me home. How do you deal with that?
One of the things I'm thankful that our organization does is that our member care is separate from our administration. So I'm not their team leader. I'm not the one that would send them home. I'm totally apart from that. And so a very neutral, safe person to talk with.
Supposing people are listening now who find that these issues are present in their administration and they want to deal with it, what do you suggest to them? Do you are there people who just act as sort of independent member care folks? And how would they contact somebody like that?
For Asia, I know in Chiang Mai, there's the Well Member Care Center, and I work there when I'm not traveling. And if someone comes from another country and just wants to spend some time debriefing, talking with somebody, dealing with some issues anonymously and getting some help, that happens frequently. We have people traveling to Chiang Mai from India, from Mongolia, from Pakistan, coming and spending a couple weeks at a guest house and coming in to the office, just taking time to talk about things and to work on issues. And that's been very, very helpful for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I think some people who want help but might be a little afraid that a psychologist or a psychiatrist will come, and that's not really Christian in some people's minds.
Mm-hmm. There are two facilities in Chiang Mai, the Well Member Care Center and then Cornerstone Counseling Center. Now, Cornerstone has the professional licensed people who are dealing with serious issues, and that's available to people who need that. The Well, although we do have some psychologists on our team, not everyone is, and we deal more with the ordinary debriefing, this issue's going on, my marriage needs a little help, I'm burned out with stress, I don't know how to get along with my teammates, I'm dealing with grief issues. Any of those kind of things that aren't clinical problems.
Mm-hmm. Have any suggestions for people who want to contact a member care person and don't know where to begin?
For Asia, I would say contact the Well in Chiang Mai. I know there's a mobile member care team, I think, in Nairobi, Kenya, that serves Africa. So I would suggest going online under member care and seeing what is available in your general area. You know, there's a retreat house in Goa, India, that provides spiritual care as well as rest. So there are places around, and more and more you're seeing reference to these. I think Brigada has some kind of a running list of places.
Brigada is a regular email resource.
Yes, and I think Brigada.org. You can go online and find out what they have as far as information about resources.
Been talking with Vicki Easter. And Vicki, we thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.